Blog Talk Radio. 29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
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 We have a network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have a network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Sunday night. Oh, yeah. And I'm Vince in the Bay. It's Sunday Night Mega Show. Not sure what that means. Neither am I. Doesn't matter. It's all good. All that matters is that you're here with me and I'm here with you. And I'm taking your calls. Open lines tonight, as per usual, the number 347-826-7667. Thanks to my early chit-chatters, Three-Fourths an Asshole and Uncle Bobby, and we had a guest listener earlier who bailed already. It's all good, don't matter to me. I'm Vince of the Bay. Hey. And March Madness is upon us once again, kids. The NCAA tournament bracket was unveiled this afternoon. And I remember back in the day when it used to be a field of 64. Now it's a field of 68. And they have some funky, like, first-round play-in games. I don't know how I feel about this. They have two 16 seeds, so they have two teams playing for, they have two games where teams are playing to be the number 16 team, and now they've introduced two other games, UAB versus Clemson, fighting to be the number 12 seed, and then USC and VCU fighting to be the number 11 seed. I don't know what the hell they're doing with this NCAA tournament bracket nonsense. It used to make sense. It used to be 64 teams. You know, you'd have the regionals where everybody would break up. Eight teams would play in one city. Eight teams would play in another city. Eight teams would play in another city. So on and so forth for all 64. And then you'd go on to the next round. The regional, or what do they call it? The regionals. There'd be four different regionals: the East, the West, the Southeast, and the Southwest. Now it's all jumbled up now. I don't understand it anymore. It's March Madness, though. I mean, what is there to understand? I suppose. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. Cup of coffee. I just had a cup of coffee from a little place, a little outfit downtown that they have called Starbucks. Got a medium. Actually, I asked for a medium, but he gave me a large. I don't know why. In fact, every cup there is, yeah, I don't know, whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back.
I had a rough day, but that's life, it happens. Woke up on the dark side of my mattress. I guess I forgot to set my clock. Overslept, almost lost the job. Been to top it off, I'm kinda hungry. But can't eat till I find my money. It's in my wallet, but my wallet ain't in my pocket. Can't remember the last time I saw it. And they don't want me in a bad mood. Afraid that it'll spread and everyone will catch an attitude. They got them all singing the same tune. Thinking I should go and start a fire in the break room. Co-workers make me sick. And the manager really ain't shit. But I can't quit, so I'm hiding in the basement. Holding on to my face like fuck this place. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Hell no, I ain't going to school. The teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids mess with each other always, all day. Class warfare up and down the hallways. And if you ain't popular, nobody talks to you unless they mocking you. Not even the bus driver or the hall monitor. I might as well climb inside my locker, huh? It's a bad day, bad week, and a bad month. Don't nobody wanna trade with my bag lunch. Someday I'ma be so cool, but for now I got cheap shoes, so I keep losing. Girls give no love to a poor man. It's a prison, the clock is warden, and it won't get no better when I get home. So I listen to the voice in my headphones. It say, every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Can't dance with an upset stomach. The overdraft notices just kept coming. Somebody broke into the porch and stole a chair. Top of your head stopped growing hair. Broken glass, computer crash. The car won't start and the tires went flat. Dog got loose, brought back a dead cat. Daughter found it and had a panic attack. Plus you ain't had sex in how long? Afraid to admit that the fire's all gone. Better half is talking about separate. You wish you could take it back to yesterday. You're not alone, it's hard as hell. But don't waste no time feeling sorry for self. We'll be right here with you through your war. Cause you're the one that we make this music for. Now turn it up. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play.
To disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, hey, hey. is Vincent LeMay, and I'm back here with you. It's your Sunday night mega show, talking bracketology tonight. The brackets came out. I'm going to go through the brackets tonight. I don't care if you guys give a shit or not. You can call in and change the subject. That's fine with me. But right now, I'm concentrating on the brackets. They were released earlier today. I haven't had a chance to break them down. I'm going to do so now. If you want to get in on this, 347-826-7667. Thanks again to Three-Fourths an Asshole and Uncle Bobby for joining me in this audio erotic circle jerk we got going on so far. Oh, hey, I got a call. Let me take a call here from the 856 area code. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's me, Vince. It's Uncle Bobby.
Uncle Bobby, what's going on, bro?
What's up, buddy? Feel froggy. Figured I'd just call in. Go with the flow.
You feel what?
Said I'm feeling froggy. I just figured I'd call in and go with the flow.
Oh, so Bobby, do you care about college basketball at all?
No, because what you were talking about the brat. I didn't even know what you were talking about. But we've won over this. I'm not that into sports.
Wait. Yeah, you're not into sports.
Yeah, so
right.
That's why. I'm sure
okay,
if I like
fair
sports.
Enough.
I'll be honest with you. If I liked sports, I probably still wouldn't like basketball. I don't know. It's a pointless sport to me.
You're racist. That's fine. I get it.
What do you mean I'm racist? They got white people in there.
No, they don't, dude. Are you kidding me? There's no white guys left in basketball. It's completely African sport now.
What about the three point throwers? They're all
right? Well, every team's got a token white guy that shoots three pointers. Yeah. But that doesn't
correct.
Really count. I mean,
why? That's gold. It's the most points you could score in one shot. So they're very important, I would think.
Yeah. White guys make good free throws too, but they're terrible at playing defense.
Why? Well, they just got to stand there. Whatever. You know what I mean? Do what they got to do. You know, it's just like the football's getting like that too, right? It's just the only time you see a white guy really is when either they're the big fat guy in the line or they're the guy throwing the ball, right? You know, the quarterback.
You are racist.
It has nothing to do with racism.
You are so racist, dude. I've exposed you just like that. Uncle Bobby is racist.
It's an obvious thing. How many black quarterbacks do you know? It's obvious that there. I mean, sure, I'm sure there is some, but you know,
gee, there's like tons. There's tons
but
of
the
black quarterbacks.
The majority of quarterbacks are white, right?
Actually, I would say. This year, starting quarterbacks, there's got to be at least a third of them were black.
Oh.
Yeah. There's.
And
there,
I'm
I can think,
you don't want to say black. You don't want to say black.
My head, just off the top of my head, I can think of McNabb, Vic, Vince Young. That's just three right there. That's already 10% of the quarterbacks.
And you're the one that said.
That's just off the top of my head.
You said black people were taking over basketball. Isn't that more racist than what I said?
No, I said that they have already taken over basketball. I didn't say that they were going to.
Oh. My bad.
347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. Here with Uncle Bobby. We're talking bracketology. Let's start off here with... You know who I really need here? I need fucking Cowpoat. Where the fuck is Cowpoat?
I don't know, man.
That guy would,
my
that
show
guy
all
would
the time
be into this shit.
At me.
That guy would be into this.
Yeah, he's into sports, right? He's a big sports guy.
All right. So looking at the East bracket here in Cleveland, Ohio, we have Ohio State playing the winner of Alabama. Oh, I guess I have to start with the fucking. Playing games. Jesus Christ. All right. So first off, I got to start off with Alabama State versus Hampton. Who do you think is going to win that, Uncle Bobby? Alabama State versus Hampton.
I would say Alabama State because I've never heard of Hampton. How's that sound?
All right. Hey, that works for me. So we got Bobby for... Bama State. And you know what? I'm going to go for Hampton.
Just because I know nothing about sports and I picked Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Okay, moving on. Next, we have UCLA versus Old Dominion, the 8-9 seed. UCLA, Old Dominion. Uncle Bobby, who do you think?
UCLA.
UCLA.
For the same reason.
Right. I'm going to go with, you know what? Old Dominion actually has a little special soft spot place in my heart. I've actually been to the campus of Old Dominion several times. I have family in Norfolk, and I've been up there several times. And I think I'm gonna, but you know, I have been to UCLA plenty of times too. I've been on both of these campuses, so I like Old Dominion here. I think they're gonna edge out UCLA. Just I have a feeling East Coast is gonna win out here. All right,
can I say something? Can I say something, or ask you something? Actually, what is the appeal? I could see the appeal in sports, you know what I mean. But what is the appeal in college sports? What is that whole thing?
School pride.
Is that what it is? Yeah, but you don't go to that school. What do you care? You don't go to none of these schools.
No, but all the people that are, yeah. But I care about the tournament though. The tournament's all about. It's sort of like the Super Bowl. You know how during the Super Bowl, maybe you don't know this, but it's popular during the Super Bowl, if you have a Super Bowl party, to have all your friends and family and everybody that you have over to fill out a pool. They have a Super Bowl pool thing where like you buy squares on a big grid. It's like a
yeah,
grid
I've
where
done
the
it.
Top,
I've done it. I've been to Super
yeah.
Bowl parties.
No, I'm talking about same.
You
do a pool for the Super Bowl. Same thing. You fill out your bracket for the tournament, and if you get the most games correct, then you win. It's like
the appeal for college sports is gambling.
Yeah. That,
okay.
That and the great thing about college basketball is, especially now, because nowadays all the great players are not playing. All the people that are college aged that play basketball that are the best players, they're not in college. They're all in the pros right now. Maybe a couple of them are in college because they force the kids nowadays to play 1 year in college and then they go to the pros. But for the most part, kids in college, they're just playing for school pride. You know, these are kids that are trying to, you know, play. They're getting an education. They're playing athletics, and they're, you know, achieving at a very high level.
I gotta say that probably is a big appeal for the college to sports of being a spectator. I mean, because at least you could see, like, you could say, oh, I watched that guy come up. You know what I mean? You know, and then he goes into
whatever,
the pros,
sure.
And you're like, yeah. So I guess I can see why. It's because that's
not
part of
my... It's exciting.
Yeah, sure.
All right, moving on. Okay, Texas A&M, Memphis. Who do you think is going to win that? Texas A&M versus Memphis.
I know Texas is pretty good for a lot of things, but I don't know how good they are with basketball, though. So I don't know.
Texas A&M is known as a football school, but they do have a good basketball program too, and they're number five. They're the number five seed in the East.
All right.
They're
actually
going to be playing near you. You should check them out, bro. They're playing in Newark.
That's nowhere near me. I don't go that way.
Oh, wait. They're in the Newark bracket. No. If they win enough games, they'll end up in Newark. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. They're actually playing in Washington.
I would never go to Newark. Never.
What's wrong with Newark?
It's north. I don't go north. If I travel, I go south. North.
So what if you have go to like Vermont? Do you have to go like around the entire globe to get there? Because
no, I just wouldn't. I mean, if it was for
That's weird.
Yeah, I would rather not go. If it was for a fantastic job, and it better me and my family, obviously I would go. But I'd rather not. Put it that way.
All right, you're fucking weird, dude. All right, moving on. Next up, Syracuse versus Princeton. Syracuse versus Princeton. Who's going to win this one?
Oh, no. Well, Princeton, they're known for their brains,
right? You know what? We didn't even finish the last one. You wanted Texas A&M versus
I wanted Texas.
Right?
What did you want? Yeah, I wanted Texas. What did you want?
Yeah, I'll go with Texas, too. I'll go with Texas as well. Texas A&M, exactly. I mean, Texas A&M over Memphis. All right, moving on to now Syracuse versus Princeton. Who do you have in that one?
I'm torn. I think it's Princeton and who?
Syracuse.
Syracuse?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Princeton. No, Syracuse. I'm going to go with Syracuse.
So am I. Syracuse. We're both going for Syracuse on that one. All right, next one. UNLV.
Sorry.
Yeah, hey, Metal Talk. What's up, dude? Big ups to Metal Talk Radio, who's in the chat room now. Also, Red Playboy. Good times. We're doing the bracketology tonight. We're going over the first round right now. If you're just joining us, the NCAA College Basketball Men's Tournament brackets, where bracket was announced today, and right now we're in the middle of going over the first round. Tonight we're going to put in our picks for the first round. Uncle Bobby and I are doing it together here. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number.
Yeah, Metal Talk might know about sports. Why don't you call him, buddy?
Moving on to Tampa, Florida, where UNLV, the number 6 seed, will be playing against Illinois, the number 11 seed. Who do you pick here? UNLV versus Illinois.
Well, what's UNLV? What are they? Where are they at?
University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Oh man, they're partying too much. I'm going to pick the other team.
Illinois. Okay, I'm going to go with UNLV. Yeah, Bobby goes with Illinois. Vince in the Bay takes UNLV in that one. Moving on, the next game, Florida, the number 3 seed, versus Long Island, the number 14 seed. Florida. Florida versus Long Island.
Florida.
Okay. I will go with Florida as well. Bobby and Vince both Florida over Long Island. Big ups to Long Island. I didn't even know they had a fucking college there.
Yeah, that's right.
I know they have. I mean, schools there, but I didn't know they had a school that had like a Division I program. That's impressive. I had no idea. Moving on. Now these games in Washington D.C. also filling. This is filling out. This is the bottom part of the East bracket. In Washington D.C., it's number 7 seed Temple versus number 10 seed Florida State.
Florida
Temple versus
State.
Florida.
Absolutely, Florida State will nail them to the wall.
Bobby goes for Florida State. Vince takes Temple.
Oh, really?
Yep. And rounding out the East bracket, it's number 2 seeded Connecticut versus number 15 seed St. Peter's. Connecticut versus St. Peter's.
I don't think either of them are going to do good. Just by going by.
Well, Uncle Bobby, do you understand when I say the seeds, when I say like the number 2 seed, do you know what that means?
No, I thought you meant they're playing against each other. That's not what we're talking about here?
No, they are playing against each other. But the way they set up the tournament is it's 68 teams. But think of it more as 64 teams. And they're split up into brackets. And if you can follow along at home, kids. Here it is.
Okay, good. Yeah, because this is why I don't like sports. It's too complicated.
Yeah, no, just check it. This gives you a visual. You click on that, open that up.
I'm already in it.
Now you see what I'm talking about. We're in the upper left-hand corner. We just went through. See where it says Ohio State number 1.
Yeah, I see. We did Temple, Florida, Connecticut, St. Peter's.
Yeah. And now see how Connecticut's got a number 2 by it and St. Peter's has a number 15?
Uh-huh.
That means out of all those teams in the East, they ranked those 16 teams in the East, and Connecticut's the number two ranked team. So that means they're really good.
Okay, and the red is saying that they're Florida's 10, so that means they're actually
don't pay attention to that green and red bullshit. I have no idea what that means. But you just want to look at the numbers.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
See how Ohio State's number one, and then if you look over in Southwest, you have Kansas is number one, then in the West you have Pittsburgh is number one, and then in the Southeast you have Notre Dame number one. Wait, are we looking at the men's or the women's bracket? What the fuck is this? Notre Dame's number one? That's insane. I haven't been paying attention to any college basketball. Wow.
So you're saying gambling would probably mean if I picked Florida and Florida won, I would probably do really good, right? Because of the odds, right?
Well, the odds, no. If you took Long Island and Long Island won, then you'd pay out really big. But
okay.
Florida winning is a safe bet, pretty much, because, see, Florida is the number 3 seed. Long Island is the number 14 seed.
Oh, well, I'm looking – what am I looking at then? This says 10, number 10, Florida State, Temple.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. All right.
So you were talking about – whatever. It is what it is. So Connecticut versus St. Peter's. Who did you pick?
I didn't pick yet. But now this helps, so I'm going to pick Connecticut.
Yeah, me too. Connecticut as well. But you never know. Every once in a while, like a number 3 seed will lose to like a number 14 seed. It happens. It happens. So there we go. We've covered the East bracket, the first round of the East bracket. Oh, wait, you know what we have to do? We have to go back up to the top now because you picked Alabama State. I picked Hampton. Now, if Alabama now we have to pick the winner of we have to approach the Ohio State game as if one of those teams have already won. Like Alabama, let's just assume that the Alabama State Hampton winner has been chosen and is now facing Ohio State. Who do you think wins between number one ranked Ohio State or versus the winner of Alabama State Hampton? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I thought Ohio and Alabama were already going against each other. Oh, I
no,
see.
Alabama,
Hampton,
no,
I
Ohio
see, I
State.
See.
Ohio State plays the winner of Alabama State Hampton. See, this is where they started adding these play-in games, and it's stupid. But anyway, who do you think wins between Ohio State and the winner of Alabama State Hampton?
I don't even understand what you're talking about. Is Hampton and Alabama?
Okay. Let's just pretend that Alabama State and Hampton played, and Alabama State won. All right. Alabama State has to play Ohio State. Who wins that game?
That's what I'm saying. It depends if Alabama or Hampton wins. But I guess I would say Alabama.
Even though Ohio State is the first seed,
yeah,
they're the number one ranked team. They're the number one ranked team in the country.
They're
like the best
streak.
Team in the country. They've only lost two games.
Alabama's on a streak, on a win streak.
All right, fine. Uncle Bobby takes Alabama State to defeat Ohio State. No problem. Vince in the Bay will select Ohio State. Thank you very much. Wow. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. Let's go to the line here, and I think we might have the Nature Boy. Nature Boy, is that you? Hello? Oh, we lost the Nature Boy. I thought I had him there for a second. Oh, well. Hey, it's Vincent the Bay. Got an hour and a half to go here on your Sunday night mega show. We're doing the bracketology tonight. And I've got Uncle Bobby here with me. We just finished up the East bracket first round. And we're going to take a little break and then come back and do the Southwest bracket next. So keep it right here on your Sunday night mega show with me, Vince in the Bay. I'm taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I shall return. All right. It's Vince in the Bay. Back with you on this vainglorious Sunday night mega show. I want to thank everybody for joining me in the chat room. International Booby 2, Metal Talk Radio, Pegasus 031475, Three Fourths an Asshole, and Uncle Bobby. Oh, and Tracy Gamore as well. Thank you for joining me on this fantabulous Sunday. I'm hanging out here live on the air for the next hour and 15. I got Uncle Bobby with me, and we are doing bracketology until somebody calls in and changes the subject. So, we figured out the East first round bracket. Now we're going to move over to the Southwest. The Southwest bracket, starting with the play-in game over here in the Southwest. The play-in game is Arkansas Little Rock versus Texas San Antonio. Arkansas Little Rock versus Texas San Antonio. Uncle Bobby, who do you like here?
Well, they're at least they're pretty by the numbers. It's fair. So I'm looking at some of these, and I don't understand why they're putting some of these together. It seems like it's a little unfair. So, but just going by, you know, obviously we already talked about this. I don't know much about it. I'm gonna say Arkansas.
All right, Arkansas Little Rock. Uncle Bobby says Arkansas Little Rock. I think I'm gonna stay true to form and go against you, Bobby, here and go with Texas San Antonio. I think Texas San Antonio takes it. All right. Now, since we're right there, Uncle Bobby, now, who do you think wins between Kansas and Arkansas Little Rock? Number one seed Kansas plays the winner of Arkansas Little Rock, Texas San Antonio. You think it's going to be Arkansas Little Rock? Suppose Arkansas Little Rock plays against number one seeded Kansas. Who do you think wins that game?
The number one seed. And Kansas.
Right. Kansas, right. Okay, good. Me too. So there we have Uncle Bobby taking Arkansas Little Rock in the play-in game and then taking Kansas over the winner of the play-in game. And Vincent the Bay takes Texas San Antonio in the play-in game and Kansas to beat the winner of the play-in game. Let's go to the bottom half of that Tulsa bracket now. And Utah State versus Marquette, number eight seed Utah State versus Marquette. What do you think here, Bobby?
Definitely Utah. Because I've never heard of Marquette.
Utah State. All right. Yeah. Bobby says Utah State. I say Marquette.
Why? It's even the number. They're higher ranked, Utah is. You go by the numbers, I thought.
Well, not necessarily. 8-9, it's like a toss-up.
Well, yeah, I know.
The 8-9 game, it's like, you know, Marquette might as well be the 8th seed. It doesn't matter who's 8-9 there, right?
Have you seen either of them play?
No. Have you?
No, of course not.
Okay. Moving on to the next bracket in the Southwest. This is the Tucson bracket. Here we have Xavier playing Penn State. Number 5, Xavier versus number 12, Penn State. Bobby.
Well, going by the numbers, I'm going to say Xavier, or whatever, however you say that.
Xavier, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Uncle Bobby likes Xavier over Penn State. I will go with Xavier as well. Vincent the Bay selects Xavier to defeat Penn State. Moving on to the bottom half of that Tucson bracket, number 4 seed Louisville versus number 13 Bucknell. Uncle Bobby, Louisville versus Bucknell. Who do you like?
Now, call it biased, but I have connections to Louisville, so I'm going to say Louisville. Now, I'm learning anything from you tonight, that means if Louisville beats Bucknell, do they go against the other two on the top? Louisville does? One of the ones that wins that one?
Exactly. If Louisville, let's say Louisville beats Bucknell and Xavier beats Penn State, then you have Xavier versus Louisville.
Okay, so I'm also going to go with Louisville takes it all on that.
That's all right. So you want Louisville to win the entire championship is what you're saying?
Well, at least out of them four.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know, because what you want to do really is print this out on your computer and fill them in and work all the brackets out to the very end, and then you figure out who your champion's going to be.
Right. Exactly. I'm getting it. See, I'm learning something tonight.
And,
I like this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. It's something that people do in the office to just, you know, if you're going to be wasting your office on Facebook or something, you might as well be wasting away, you know, filling out a bracket amongst your coworkers and collecting $5 a pop, and then whoever gets the most right gets the pot.
Now, is it Duke? Now, I know Duke, isn't Duke a college basketball team?
Duke is a college that has a basketball team, correct.
They're not Louisville or Kentucky?
No. Duke is – we're going to get to Duke. We haven't gotten there yet. Duke is – see how we're in the southwest right now?
Yeah, okay.
Duke is down in the southeast. We're going to get to them.
I just thought they were I thought they were Louisville or Kentucky. I know they're in that – you know, I know they're one of the, you know, in either Louisville
or Kentucky. One of the premier teams. Yeah. Duke is always good. Absolutely. This year is no exception. In fact, a lot of people thought Duke was going to be a number one seed, but they're not. They're number two seed. Notre Dame's a number one seed. That shows you how close I paid attention to college basketball. I didn't know who the hell Notre Dame was. I mean, I didn't know Notre Dame. I knew who Notre Dame was. I didn't know that they were good enough to be a number one seed. They must be in the top five. You know, see, because like all the number one seeds, Ohio State, Kansas, Pittsburgh, and Notre Dame, those schools, if you go to the rankings, they have like the AP puts out a rankings every week of the top 25 basketball teams in the country. And if you look at those rankings every week, you'll notice that the top 10 teams are all going to be the top seeds. And the top four teams are all in the top five rankings. I'm probably confusing you by even talking about that. So let's get back to the brackets here. If you're just joining us, it's Vincent the Bay here with Uncle Bobby. We're tackling bracketology tonight. We're just going through the first round tonight. And I don't know. We'll pick it up again maybe tomorrow or the next day or whenever. Or maybe we'll wait till the actual games have been played and then predict the next round. But I will fill out my bracket. But the idea is you're supposed to fill out the bracket all the way through till the very end. And
I'll be writing this down.
I'm going to do this too. No, I'm not. I'm just going to go back to the archives and write it down then. We're only going to do the first round. We're not going to do the whole fucking tournament. Fuck that. I mean, we'll get to the rest of the tournament later. I don't know. But I just want to go through the first round right now. Because we could be here forever, you know, going through the whole thing. Plus, there might be people that want to chit-chat about something else. If they do, you should call right now, 347-826-7667. It's Vince the Bay here with Uncle Bobby. We're going through the brackets here. Rich Cannon says Duke wins. All right.
Yes, I agree.
Very well, then. And
I don't need to write nothing down, do I? Because I've already got Big Duke.
All right. So you pick Louisville. I pick Louisville. Vincent the Bay also picks Louisville. Moving on to the next matchup, it's St. John's versus Colorado. Number 6 seeded St. John's versus number 11 Colorado. Who do you like here, Bobby?
I don't know where St. John's is. I've never heard of it. Obviously,
it's in Jamaica, New York. It's in Jamaica, Queens, New York. It's out in the outskirts of Queens.
Oh, they could play some basketball, kinda, huh? Yeah.
Oh yeah. They're good. Oh, they're always good. The St. John's is notorious for having great players. Carmelo Anthony went there, Chris Mullen, a bunch of good players. Malik Sealy, good ball players came out of.
Well, going by
St.
what
Johnson.
You just told me and the fact that they're number 6 and Colorado's number 11, I'm going to go with St. John's.
Yeah, I'm going to go with St. John's too. St. John's over Colorado for both Bobby and Vince of the Bay. All right. And also, rounding out that Tampa bracket, it's Kentucky versus Morehead State. Number 3-seeded Kentucky versus number 14-seeded Morehead State.
That's
Bobby.
Like a no-brainer, huh?
Is it?
Going by the numbers. I say Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh?
Because my mommy
See,
lives there.
Here's another thing, though. Yeah, here's another thing, though, to keep in mind, though, is I guarantee you one of these 3-14 matchups, I guarantee you, mark my words, Uncle Bobby, Florida, Kentucky, Brigham Young, and Texas, those three teams, one of them is going to lose in the first round. I can almost guarantee it.
When I picked something that was the numbers were way off like that, you treated me like a moron.
Well, you were going for Alabama State over Ohio State. That's never happened. A number one seed, I don't think a number one seed has ever lost to a number 16. I mean, I might have to double check this, but I can't remember ever there being a number one seed losing to a 16. 2-15, that's happened a lot. 2-15 has happened a lot. 1-8, 1-9, that's happened before a lot. But first round, number one, I don't think it's ever happened.
Oh, there you have it.
There it is. 347-826-7667. We're rounding out hour number one, and we're getting to the end of the Southwest region here. So Bobby takes Kentucky. I take Kentucky as well. And now we move on to the Charlotte bracket there at the bottom part of the Southwest bracket. It's Richmond versus Georgetown. Number 7, Georgetown. Sorry, the 7-seed Georgetown versus the 10-seed Richmond. What do you think, Bobby?
Georgetown all the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going for.
All right. Yeah, I'm going for Richmond. Richmond.
Really?
Yeah, Richmond is one of these schools that they show up in the tournament every couple years, and they always make a splash. The Richmond Spiders. I like these guys. They're always spunky and feisty. And they have a history of upsetting people. Now it's not even the same players necessarily on these teams. It's just there's certain teams that are notorious when it comes to tournament time. There's these teams that notoriously just like upset people. And I'm banking on Richmond. I think Richmond's going to beat Georgetown, and who knows, they might upset North Carolina too. I personally am a North Carolina fan. I'm biased toward North Carolina. I grew up being a North Carolina fan, and I've always rooted for the Tar Heels, and I will never bet against them in the brackets ever. I will always pick them to win the bracket almost no matter what, just because I can't root against them. In fact, the last time they won the championship, I actually picked them not to win, and they won. So I vowed that I would never go against them ever again. So who knows? Maybe they're cursed now. Maybe they'll never win the tournament because now that I pick them all the way through all the time. But I can tell you right now, I'm picking North Carolina, my Tar Heels, to go all the way. Now, if you ask me personally, I don't know if they you know, the chances are they got as good a shot as anybody. They've played really good, but they've kind of stumbled off and on during the season. So I don't know. We'll see. But they got as good a shot as anybody. There's a lot of good, solid teams, and you know, I'm psyched on them. So I'm obviously in this matchup against UC Santa Barbara, I'm going for the Tar Heels of North Carolina. Uncle Bobby, number 2 seeded North Carolina versus number 15 seeded UC Santa Barbara. Who do you like here?
Well, I'm biased because I love the Carolinas, and I was going to pick the Carolinas. But yeah. You said, and they're number two, so obviously I should pick Carolinas. But then you said the name, Tar Heels. Are you serious? That's their name?
Thank you, very nice.
I don't like their name, Vince. That's all I'm saying. What's Santa Barbara?
North Carolina
name?
Tar Heels. Well, you know North Carolina is the Tar Heel state, right?
I guess. I didn't know that. I mean, I know South Carolina. I love South Carolina, and, you know, I've been to North Carolina, but I did not know that. No, I didn't know that was a Tar Heel state.
Yeah, North Carolina is the Tar Heel state. Google it. Google's your friend.
Well, besides the name, I'm still going to go. I'm still, because it says they're number two, seed or whatever you said that is. So I'm going to go with North Carolina.
All right. Very well, then. So be it. All right. 347-826-7667 is the number, ladies and gentlemen. It's the start of hour number two now here on your Sunday Night Mega Show. I'm Vincent Bebay. If you'd like to join me and Uncle Bobby, we're chit-chatting about the brackets right now. We're halfway through. So if you are as excited about this as I am, you don't want to go anywhere. That's right. We got plenty more to go. Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent Bebay, and I'll be right back.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler. Ciao.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay. We have a network.
We're on the network.
Taking her calls at 347-826-7667. I want to thank the lovely Desert Rose for joining us here tonight. It's a pleasure to have her here. Desert, feel free to call in. We're talking about college basketball right now. It's kind of guy stuff, but it's okay. It's what we do. We're men. We have testicles. 347-826-7667 is the number if you want to get in on the action with myself, Vince in the Bay. Also joining me tonight, Uncle Bobby.
Yes,
Why don't we take a minute here, Uncle Bobby, and let the listeners know about your program and when they can hear it.
Well, the Uncle Bobby Show is going through some construction, but we're going to start just doing once a week. And we'll be Saturday nights from 10 to 10, a three-hour show I'm going to be doing. 10 to 1. But an hour of it's archived, so you know what I'm saying. Really.
Okay, yeah. Right on.
Absolutely.
And your link, your page on BTR is blogtalkradio.com/UncleBobby. Is that correct?
Yes, I think so. Is that or the Uncle Bobby
yeah,
Show?
It is. No, it is. No. It's actually blog. It's blogtalkradio.com/UncleBobby. B-O-B-B-Y.
Well, there it is.
There it is. Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay. That's right, Desert Rose. We're talking hoops. It's bracketology. I'm going to break it down to you in the most homoerotic way possible.
You can do it, right, Vince?
Yeah, and lucky enough, I've got a virgin here, an Uncle Bobby. I'm popping his bracketology cherry live on the air right now, kids.
And surprisingly,
so,
I'm having a good time. I'm actually enjoying myself.
Yeah. Uncle Bobby is a homosexual. He does not like sports whatsoever.
Doesn't mean I'm a homosexual just because I don't like sports. Wish you would stop spreading that rumor.
All right, whatever, dude. Okay, let's move on to the West, shall we? In Anaheim, the Anaheim bracket. This is See, this is where things get confusing here, Uncle Bobby. I'm sure if you've noticed that all of these four different brackets are named by regions of the country. You have the East region, which has Newark as its regional final destination. You have the Southwest with San Antonio. The West is in Anaheim, and the Southeast is in New Orleans. So basically, if these teams win the first two games, they move on. Say in the East, if they win the first two games, they end up in Newark. In the Southwest, they end up in San Antonio, so on and so forth. And then that's where you have the Final Four: the winner of the East versus the winner of the West. And then the winner of the Southwest playing the winner of the Southeast. That's the Final Four that you always hear about. But we're just working on the first round here, kids. And we're only halfway through doing the first round. We're moving to the West bracket. And funny enough, in the West, you have teams playing. This is where it just defies logic, folks. It's March Madness. You don't question. You just accept. But just to point out the madness that's inherent in the system here. You have the West, all right? You would think, okay, the West, no problem. All right, these are teams probably based in the West, and these games are going to be played in the West, right?
Sure. Sounds
makes
right.
Sense.
Yeah.
Does that sound logical to you?
Sounds logical to me.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, let's look at the West bracket, shall we? Where are they playing all the games? Well, they're playing it in Cleveland, Chicago, Tulsa, and Tucson. They're only playing one game. Only two games in the West bracket will actually be played in the West. And within that bracket, there's only four teams, right? And within those four teams that are playing in the only games in the West bracket, you have Washington, Villanova, San Diego, and Northern California, Colorado. You only have two teams that are actually in the West playing in the West bracket in the West. How
What's
ridiculous
that
is that? It's exactly. You don't question the madness. You just accept it, all right?
Sounds like you're questioning
so,
it to
so,
me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just pointing out the obvious. It just defies logic. So the West bracket, the first round beginning in Cleveland, yeah. Because when you think of the West, you think about, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Cleveland, right?
Right.
And who's playing in Cleveland, which is in the West bracket? Oh, Pittsburgh. That makes sense. Pittsburgh and Boston University. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Not really, but...
All right. So, all right, we got to get this dog and pony show on the freaking back on the rails here. If you want to join us here, 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Uncle Bobby and Vincent the Bay. We're here for you, and we're breaking down the brackets, kids. Let's take a call here, shall we? 260, you're on the air.
Yeah, what up, Vince? It's Beatbox.
Beatbox, welcome. What's going on, dude?
Well, not much. You haven't heard from me in a while. I decided to call in tonight.
You haven't heard from me in a while?
You haven't heard from me in a while.
Oh, I haven't heard from you in a while. Right, yeah. Yeah, right on. Do you have what's new, dude? What's going on?
Well, not much, dude. Just chilling. Tired as fuck.
Have you filled out your bracket yet?
No, I have not.
All right. Well, we're doing that right now. You want to join us?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. So Pittsburgh, number one seeded Pittsburgh versus number 16 seeded Boston University. Uncle Bobby, who do you like here? Pittsburgh versus Boston.
Boston. Going by the numbers, I'd say Pittsburgh is the obvious one.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. Right? Okay, Bobby says Pittsburgh. Beatbox, who do you say?
I said Boston.
Boston. All right, Beatbox goes for Boston, Bobby for Pittsburgh. I will go with Bobby, Pittsburgh, to take this one. Moving on to the next game, it's 8-seeded George Mason versus 9-seeded Butler. George Mason versus Butler. Bobby, who do you like here?
I've never heard of neither.
I actually know it, George Butler, but that doesn't help because that splits him up. I guess I'll go with the number 8, I guess. George Mason.
All right. Uncle Bobby goes for George Mason. Beatbox, who do you like here, George Mason or Butler?
I was really going to say Butler.
Okay, Butler. You say Butler?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go with Butler as well.
Why? What's going on? I don't understand.
Go for Butler. Butler is another team that's notoriously good in the tournament, but who knows? It's a toss-up. All right, we're moving on to the next bracket in the West is in that another Western stronghold that we all know and love, Chicago. And who's playing? And who's playing in the Western bracket in Chicago? Oh, Vanderbilt. Yeah, they're from where? Tennessee. All right. Oh, wait, before we get to Vanderbilt, I'm sorry. We have to do the play-in game here, the number 12 play-in game, USC versus Clemson. USC, Clemson. Who do you like here, Bobby? USC, Clemson.
Why does some of them have the two teams that have to beat out? I don't understand.
Well, they're trying to, because notoriously every year when they do the tournament, there's always a couple of teams that get left out and they get all pouty and stuff. And this is their effort to, like, try to incorporate some of the teams that probably deserve to be there but aren't there because, quite frankly, like a Clemson and USC, both those guys are better than Alabama State or Hampton, but you know, they decided to let a Clemson or a USC sneak in. Like on the other side you got Virginia Tech and St. Mary's. But whatever.
I guess USC then. I'm going to go with USC just for a guessing game I'm going to do.
All right. Okay.
I picked
Beatbox.
Any mind
amount. What about you, Beatbox? USC versus Clemson. Who do you like
there?
Well,
I'm not playing the guessing game, and I'm going with USC.
All right. I will be going with Clemson here. I'm going to support my ACC. I like the ACC. But, hey, big ups to USC. You know what? I should probably go for USC just because they're, like, one of the only West teams playing in the West, even though they're not literally playing in the West. They're playing in Chicago. So the other game in Chicago is number 4-seeded Purdue versus number 13-seeded Belmont. Purdue versus Belmont. Uncle Bobby, who do you like here?
I like Purdue because I just like the name, and I like Purdue chicken. What do you think about that?
Beatbox Radio, who do you like here, Purdue versus Belmont?
I'm going with Purdue because I live right next to it.
All right. The Boilermakers.
I will
also go for the Boilermakers. Vince in the Bay goes for Purdue as well. All right, moving on to Tulsa, where we're still in the West bracket. We're now going on to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And West Virginia versus Michigan, number 6 seed West Virginia versus number 11 Michigan. The Mountaineers versus the Wolverines. Who do you like here, Uncle Bobby?
West Virginia. Because I hummed there once.
You gave somebody a Hummer there once?
No, I hunted there once.
Oh.
It got me my first and only deer I got there.
Beatbox, who do you like here?
I'm going with Michigan.
All right.
You're
I'm
just doing that
with...
because I went for West Virginia.
No, I'm going for Michigan because I'm from Michigan.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with West Virginia. And the next game in Tulsa is number 3-seeded Texas versus number 14-seeded Indiana State.
I'll go Indiana.
Uncle Bobby?
Texas.
Right. I'm going with Texas as well. Moving on to the Tucson bracket, number 7 Washington, the Huskies versus number 10 seeded Villanova, the Wildcats from the Big East. The Beast from the East playing in the West. Washington versus Villanova. Uncle Bobby, who do you like here?
Washington versus Villanova. I guess I'll go with Washington.
Beatbox Radio, who do you like here?
I'm going with Washington because I don't know much about Villanova.
I'm going to go with Washington as well. This is one of the West teams I'm hoping is going to sneak through. So moving on, the next bracket here, the next game in the bottom of this Tucson bracket is number 2-seeded San Diego State versus number 15-seeded Northern Colorado. Uncle Bobby, who do you like?
I'm liking San Diego State.
Yep, same here.
Absolutely.
I will go for San Diego State as well. Yeah, they actually have, speaking of Michigan, their coach is the guy, Bill Fisher, I think. Is that his name? Something Fisher. He was the coach at Michigan when Michigan won the championship game, 89, with Glenn Rice and that whole Ramil Robinson and that crew. Yeah, good times. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay, and taking your calls. We are talking bracketology here. We've gotten three-fourths of the way through the bracket. We started in the east, then we did the southwest. We just finished up the west, and we're going to move on to the southeast in a minute. But we're going to take a little break here and have a little moment, if you will. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Running for your life, you're a shooting star, and all the years no one knows just how hard you work. But now it's you, in one shining moment, you reach inside. One shining moment, you knew you were alive. Your heart, the wind in your face, it's more than they can resist, more than they race. Cause inside you knew that one shining moment you reach for the sky. One shining moment you knew. One shining moment you were willing to try. One shining moment you knew.
Too strong. You'll be high, but not for long. if you's a viper, I'm the king of everything. I gotta be high before I can swing. Light a tea and let it be. If you're a viper, when your throat gets dry and you know you're high, everything is dandy. Truck on down to the candy store. Blow your top on peppermint candy. Then you know your body is sent. You don't care if you don't pay rent. The sky is high and so am I. If you're a viper.
Joining me, big ups to the chat room, Beatbox Radio, Desert Rose, Jay Mackin, Slim Jim, Tracy Gamore, Three-Fourths an Asshole, and Uncle Bobby. Uncle Bobby and Beatbox Radio, of course, are with me here on the line, and I'm going to bring them back on with me. And we're, of course, breaking down the brackets here, kids. And we're three-fourths of the way through. I posted a link to the CBSSports.com bracket, which I think is probably the best one I've seen so far. It's interactive. It's going to be updated live in real time, which will be fun on some of the days when things really pop off. And the madness really, really unleashes. But anyways, let's get back to the brackets, shall we? If you want to join us, 347-826-7667, kids, we're on to the Southeast, where all the games in this bracket will culminate in a showdown in New Orleans. And let's see, what do we have here? Number one seed in the Southeast, Pittsburgh. But before they can get started, wait a second. What the fuck is going on here? Did this shit change? Wait, am I looking at the wrong goddamn bracket? Butler, Old Dominion, right? Butler, Old Dominion, Butler. Wait, Butler, George Mason. What the fuck? Okay, I don't know what the hell is going on here. Oh, we've been doing the wrong fucking bracket this whole time. This fucking jerkwad Joe Lenardi. What the fuck have we been doing?
What do you mean? It's not right?
We've been looking at the goddamn wrong bracket this whole time. Or what's the right bracket? I don't get it. Okay, now this is really becoming March Madness, all right? Because just a second ago, I was looking at this guy's bracketology, and it says, like, for example, it says, like the one we're looking at, you still have it open, right, Bobby?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Are you looking at, now, did you open up in another window the CBSSports.com bracket?
No, I didn't click anything else extra.
Well, I just pasted it into the chat room. If you click on it in the chat room, Oh, ESPN Slim Jim's got an ESPN one.
It's funny too, because somebody put in the chat room, "Oh, it'll probably change." When you said that, I thought, "Oh, did it change it?"
How
like,
can it change? Okay, I don't know what we were looking at here. We're looking at this bracketology with Joe Lunardi on ESPN.com, and I think what he does now that I'm looking at this,
that's his prediction.
It has like, that's his yeah. Because if you look at it, it's like January. You can there's a little previous brackets drop down menu, and it says right now it's on March 13th. But if you scroll down to March 11th, it's different.
Yeah, yeah, I was looking at that too.
Oh man, we've been messing around with the wrong bracket the entire time. So everything we just did is wrong.
Worthless.
It was totally worthless. The right thing we need is the CBS Sports one. God, son of a. Because look, some of the because it's still University of Texas San Antonio versus Alabama State. And the winner of that goes against Ohio State. That still stays the same.
Yeah, it's actually
but
not
like,
that different, though.
Clemson and what? This guy had Clemson and what? He had Clemson and USC. And the real brackets have Clemson and UAB. And but the next one is USC and VCU.
Well, they both say with Joe Lunardi, they both say that.
Well, no, that guy just repasted the same thing that I pasted earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, we've been doing the wrong fucking bracket this whole time. God damn it. All right, this show is a complete wash. So I hope nobody tuned out right there and just like, yeah, we got to do it all over again. All right, you guys ready to do this all over again?
Sure.
We're going to do the real one this time. That
the
was
real
just a warm-up.
All
yeah,
right, which
one
do I get
one,
rid of
right?
then? Now I'm confused.
Well, actually, the first one we picked, Ohio State and San Antonio, Alabama State, that was correct. That stays true to form, actually.
So you're saying what Slim Jim posted, click on that one?
No.
Bracketology, yeah, that one is the wrong one. No, I'm saying click on the one.
The red one?
Click on the one that says, yeah, CBSSports.com. That's the
okay.
right one.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's all different. Okay.
You're right. Jay Mackin has exposed us. This entire show is built on lies, and we're Tea Party motherfuckers. That's right, dude.
I gotta say though, I like the way the other one was set up better. This one's a little confusing.
Yeah. George Mason Marquette. George Mason Villanova is the actual matchup. Oh, brother. All right. Well, you see how it works. George Mason Villanova. You know, and they got to have, I think maybe Yahoo. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there listening or in the chat room can suggest something. You can do virtual brackets, like where you can fill it out online. And instead of you don't even have to like print it out and fill it out like a hard copy. You can just do it online. I'm gonna try to find that. If anybody in the chat finds that, help us. 347-826-7667 is the number. Jesus, bracketology. What a piece of crap that was all. Oh man. Yeah, well, North Carolina is a number two. North Carolina is playing Long Island. That's interesting. Duke is a number one. Pittsburgh is a number one. Kansas is a number one. And Ohio State is number one. So Notre Dame is not a number one. They're a number two. Duke is a number one. San Diego State, number two. Florida is number two. Interesting. Well, hey, you know what? Actually, Bobby, that was a good exercise, though. To tell you the truth, now you already have a feel for like the teams, the names. You familiarized yourself with the names, and now you can go in there with some knowledge and just pick them over again. But you've already familiarized yourself with some of the names of the teams, and you already have an idea of who you think is good or not. So you'll almost feel like an expert if you go back right now and redo it all.
Right. It's good practice. It's good practice.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of like masturbating.
Good practice makes. I'm a professional, believe me at that.
Yeah, me too, bro. All right, let's just listen. Let's listen to some Buckethead, shall we?
You gotta retrace your steps.
Each day I feel I have to improve. Hard work, determination. I've got to keep pushing myself.
Hey, is Vince in the Bay. I'm back. And we're done with bracketology. It's time for... Are you ready? It's time for the news. All right, this just in from ABCNews.com. USS carrier Ronald Reagan has been moved after detecting radioactive plume off Japan. That's right. The aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan and other U.S. naval ships in the waters off the Wake Zone in eastern Japan were repositioned after the detection of a low-level radiation plume from the troubled Fukushima nuclear plant located 100 miles away. According to the 7th Fleet Commander and spokesman Jeff Davis, the ships were moved away from the downwind direction of the plant as a precautionary measure on Sunday. The carrier is one of seven U.S. Navy ships that were quickly moved to the eastern coast of Japan to assist with relief operations after Friday's earthquake and tsunami. The ship's crew were exposed to a very low level of radiation. Spokesman Davis is quoted as saying, "The maximum potential radiation dose received by force personnel aboard the ship when it passed through the air, blah, 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 blah. The maximum potential radiation dose received by any ship's force personnel aboard the ship when it passed through the area was less than the radiation exposure received from anyone about 1 month of exposure from natural background radiation from sources such as rocks, soil, and the sun." What? According to Davis, the radiation was first detected by air particulate detectors aboard three helicopters located 60 miles away from the shoreline. The helicopters were carrier from a relief mission to the quake and tsunami ravaged city of Sendai. Detectors aboard the USS Ronald Reagan also sounded while it detectors aboard the USS Ronald Reagan also sounded when it was located while it was located 100 miles northeast of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Low amounts of radioactive materials have been released into the atmosphere as plant officials desperately try to prevent a meltdown of one of the nuclear cores of two of the plant's reactors. Davis said the source of the radiation was a radioactive plume. Fukushima? Is that what that is? I don't know. Well, there you have it. Okay, let's see. After the helicopters landed on the carrier, radioactive contamination was found on the exterior surface of three aircraft. Following decontamination protocol, the 17 crew members aboard and the three helicopters were tested and found to have been exposed to low levels of radiation. Most of the radiation was found on the crew members' clothes, but radiation was detected on the skin of one. Most of the radiation was found on the crew members' clothes, but there was radiation detected on the skin of one of the crew members. The low-level radioactivity from affected personnel was removed by washing with soap and water. their clothes were also discarded. I hope so. Jesus. And I wonder how they discarded of them. They were subsequently surveyed and no further contamination was detected. A U.S. official said the ship was now moved north, away from where the radiation was detected, and the ship's helicopters are not flying until a mitigated strategy to reduce exposure to the ship's crews is determined. Davis stressed that the commitment to the relief mission will continue. So, yeah, despite getting exposed to radiation, they are going to continue their efforts there. Good for them. I wasn't watching the news or anything today, but I did see a tweet at one point where apparently Anderson Cooper was on air saying, like, dude, should we get out of here? I got to find that clip. That's classic. Anyway, if you want to join me, I've got about 15 minutes to go. The number 347-826-7667. I've lost Uncle Bobby. Uncle Bobby dropped off there. Still have Beatbox Radio with me. Beatbox, what's on your mind right now?
I'm looking over these brackets.
Are you looking at the correct bracket now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fucked up, man. I'm worn out, man. I just did an hour and a half of bracketology on the wrong goddamn bracket. I feel ripped off. I really do. I want to write this fucker. What was his name? What's this bastard's name? Joe Lunardi. I'm going to write Joe Lunardi a fucking... Is he on Twitter? I wonder if he's on Twitter. I'm going to write this guy a letter, an email or something, and just tell him how I just wasted an hour and a half of my goddamn show picking brackets that he made up out of his fucking ass. All right. Hey, it looks like the Jew's here. Let's see what he's got to say. Hey, One Angry Jew, what's going on, dude?
Sports is a waste of time.
All right.
You ought to be thinking about an exit plan. Don't you have to visit the East Coast?
I don't know. Maybe I do. Let's see how this pans out. Let's see if Anderson Cooper and Sanjay Gupta come back in one piece.
You know, somebody's always trying to kick the shit out of that guy, and they never quite do it, do they?
No. No, they don't.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll fall into a reactor over there.
Did you see the clip or hear him say what I was talking about?
No.
I gotta find Anderson Cooper. That guy.
No. Japan is so fucked. I don't think people realize, and I don't think people in this country have the attention span that they're gonna pay attention to it long enough to realize how bad it is out there. And when you finally realize that you need to get out of Dodge, you're gonna have a lot of trouble getting out of Dodge. Because everybody else will have the same idea. I say take your show on the road.
You know, I've been wanting to take my show on the road for a long time. Maybe this is a good opportunity, a good excuse. You know, what better excuse than escaping radioactive material than to go on a cross-country adventure? Like, why should I stop at the end of this continent? Why shouldn't I just go to fucking Europe or Africa or fucking Green? It's better to be somewhere hot, right? Doesn't it dissipate in dry weather?
You know, I'm not sure. Might be a good time to go to South America and take a look down there.
Go to the equator? No, because it's going to go down there next. The Gulf Stream goes all the way down to Chile, bro. You can't go anywhere in the North or South America. You got to think like Europe. You got to think like maybe Greenland or Iceland or.
It won't make it to the East Coast.
I don't know.
And whatever does make it to the East Coast won't be very strong.
Well, they said that there's already been people exposed to it, but what they've been exposed to is what they're saying is not the people that were directly exposed to it, but these U.S. soldiers that were in this helicopter. They said that they were exposed to not enough to really even damage them, really.
But don't believe what the government tells you. Do you really want to believe what the government tells you? They have such a great track record of telling you the truth, right?
The government didn't tell me. I think it was like fucking CNN or some shit. The government.
Where did the news come from?
Where did the news come from? Fucking Anderson Cooper on the ground in his tight black T-shirt with his microphone and his flip camera. That's where it came from.
Another schmuck. All right, well, take my advice and don't believe what the government tells you, because they have it's there's no reason for them to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll come back to New York. I kind of miss New York in a lot of ways. I don't miss it in a lot of ways, but I could easily live in New York again. I could even live on the East Coast again.
There you go.
No problem.
Well, here, the nuclear designer over in Japan says the government is suppressing information.
Hmm. What do you think they're suppressing? What are they hiding? You think all of Japan is pretty much toast at this point?
I don't know. I don't want to think about that. That would be.
How about all the Asian peninsula? How about everything in how about that whole Asian coast, Pacific coast into the Indian Sea and everything? Everything
that
along
would
there.
Be a disaster.
Indonesia, all that shit. That's like billions and billions of people, dude.
I don't think it's going that way, but.
You don't think it's going to China? China's right there.
Well, it may go right across the ocean. But it's certainly going to go all over the Japan. This is bad stuff. Nobody believes it.
Right on. Well, hey, man, we might be in the same time zone, dude. And if I move to the East Coast, dude, I am not doing my show at fucking 1 in the morning for real over there. That means I'm going to do my show at if I choose to do my show at 10 p.m. Eastern, that's 7 on the West Coast. Yeah, sure. Well, everybody will be dead on the West Coast, so it won't even matter, I guess, huh?
There you go.
So I can just do my show at 10 and it won't even make a fucking difference. Then I'll start having to worry about people on the other side of the pond listening to me. So this pretty much so you're a big fan of Webster Tarpley, right?
Well, I like Webster Tarpley. He's a he's sort of a socialist at heart, but he's got very good info.
And I'm curious to see here what his next broadcast or the next time he's on Alex Jones or whatever. See what his tune is about nuclear power plants now, because he's been as long as I've been listening to him, which is at least about 5 years now, that dude has always been saying, oh, we've got to invest in nuclear power. We haven't had a nuclear power plant built here in over 30 years. We have to update and upgrade nuclear power. I'm really curious to see what he says about that now.
Are you really worried about these kind of disasters on the East Coast?
I don't know. How many are there nuclear plants on the East Coast? I don't know. I don't know that much about it. I know there's some out here.
There's one about 30 miles from me.
Yeah.
It's called Limerick.
Hmm.
And there's another one called Three Mile Island, which when Three Mile Island had the problem, I was 20 miles away from it in school.
Oh, so you have radiation.
And the government told us that there was nothing to worry about.
That explains a lot, actually.
The government told us there was nothing to worry about, no reason to evacuate. I left anyway. But they told us there was no reason. And then 20 years later, we find out that it was almost in a near meltdown.
Fascinating.
Now, I will give you... Write this phone number down. You ready?
Yeah.
760.
Mm-hmm.
569-7717.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what number is this?
It's Webster Tarpley. Every week he does a podcast. You can listen to it. It's 2 hours long.
Oh, what time does he do that?
He usually does it on a Friday.
Yeah, so but you can call in.
You can call
in
and listen to it any time of day or night because it just loops.
Oh, no. See, I know about it. I do that. I listen to his podcast all the time. I thought you meant he actually had, like, you could call in while he's
no,
recording.
No, he doesn't
it,
do a live show.
He doesn't do callers. The only guy he has call in is that fucking birther nut job. Fucking
yeah, Phil Berg.
Dude.
Phil Berg's about 10 miles from me. I know Phil Berg.
Really? Yeah, that doesn't fucking surprise me, actually. That guy... I think he's sweet and he means well, but I think he's basically a used car salesman who's
Phil Berg.
I'm not saying whether he's right or wrong. I'm just saying he's a fucking broken record, and I don't know why Webster Tarpley puts him on a show every single fucking week. The guy says the same thing over and over. It's like, all right, we get it. All right, yeah, we get it.
Well, no, you're not getting it.
You have to have him on every single week.
There's obviously people that haven't gotten it.
Well, they're not going to get it, and they're not going to get it in time. And by the time they do get it, he's going to be out of office, and it's going to be a wasted cause, all right?
Well, he may very well be a one-term president because he's going to have a hard time now enrolling or whatever, however you term it. He's going to have a very difficult time doing the paperwork without the birth certificate. In other words, all the states, 20 of the states, I think, now put it into law that they are going to demand it, that he can't be on the ballot without it.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
So I have a feeling that he'll pretend like he's running until the very end. And when it comes time for whatever, there'll be an excuse and he won't run. He'll be one term.
Huh. I know. I never thought he'd be anything but a one-termer, but that's not the scenario I envisioned him
bowing out in. He won't run. That's
out
the point. They'll have to find somebody to run on the Democratic side, which means that they'll lose.
Well, I think they lose even if he does run.
Maybe.
Even if he did, and even if, despite all these whatever injunctions or whatever these state
things
are.
Listen, I was able to explain the birther thing to Debbie Daly, which I think she understood it properly. You know, she understands the law, she understands the court system, and it's a preponderance of the evidence. You ask a juror to look at something and say, what would I do in this situation? What is reasonable for me? What would I do in this situation? And did the person who's being charged act reasonably? Well, if you put Obama on up to a jury and you said, okay, here you have a man who has spent between him and the Democratic Party more than $2 million so that he doesn't have to show you a piece of paper, where on the other hand, he could spend $35, get the piece of paper, show it to you, which by law he had to do anyway, and then laugh at everybody and say, hey, fools, look, here it is. You're all stupid. Now shut up. But instead he spends $2 million. Does that sound reasonable to you?
No, it does not. And I also think it's funny. I think recently the newly elected governor even made it a point to in his campaign to say that he would when he was running for governor of Hawaii, he said he was going to get to the bottom of the Obama birth certificate nonsense, and that he was going to show the paperwork, the full the full form birth certificate, whatever it is, that the long form certificate that supposedly he hasn't shown or hasn't produced, allegedly he has not produced. But then this guy, he got elected and he got into office there in Hawaii, and the new governor suddenly, I guess he looked into it and figured out that maybe he shouldn't have been as confident as he was, and suddenly he said, "Oh, just take my word for it. It's I have it here somewhere. Just, you know, it's written down somewhere." I forgot what his excuse was, but whatever.
Winning.
It's Vincent the Bay. Thank you, live listeners, for tuning in. Check me out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Vince in the Bay. In the meantime, catch me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And thanks to the One Angry Jew and everybody for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. That was a lively discussion. And I think I'm going to sign off here, because the Jew just hung up. So whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. Peace out, yo.
We're going to play for you our first tune tonight. It's going to be about four tunes. And the first tune, here goes. One, two, three.
Now when them fights go down, the lights go down. In Demers and the village, people might be round. They say that all the people gon' like me now, cause I'm talking about the issues and it's life we found. All through the country, it's people getting slain. Priority religion, it's a band getting hanged. I know some little kids quick to get militant. Just give them packs of the gum, they really killing clips. They told me not to worry about the struggle, and they don't gotta worry cause I'm subtle. Tell them about the government taking away the life. Aviation is ruined, they say when you take a flight. Say when you take it, the continent brought the white man through. White man colonized, well can't do. They fly G5, but they gotta land too. We explode like the landmines that they ran through, like. So we try palm trees in the sky, it's a beautiful day. I'm just happy to be alive. I'm playing with slingshots from renewable goods. Think you got it tough just because you in the hood? Negative. I'm positive you would be in upset mode when you wear the same thing like you got a dress code. And yes, I am guilty of being privileged, cause while I'm in the booth, my cousin is in the village. I seen a boy with no father. His mom ain't around, life's harder. Picked up soccer, he try and go farther. Hair is a mess, can't find him no barber. And this is what it's like when you ain't got a life. I'm all they got left, but they try and do right. And they feel my plight, I'm giving them insight. I know we gotta win, so then fly me a kite. Right. Say good morning when I see you, cause I gotta be polite. And I'm living something different, cause this can't be the life. And you don't got a chance, better focus on your plans. I try to grind like children that sell pure water. The land of the lawless, more slaughter. Negotiate the price, I take your offer. In the market where they sell them, what did that cost her? I try to take the gold out here, but honestly it's bumpy like the roads out here. And I advise if the salary is handsome, Buna Belly Belly, they will hold you for ransom. If you gotta take a glimpse at my family life, you would lose your mind. Chris Brown on Grammy night. And this is what the news don't show. There's nothing on the plate, so the dudes don't grow. People over there right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing this for my cousin Remy. I see you. We're gonna make it out the village one day. Sooner. Later.